Here we go.
Hey guys, welcome back to Broken to Barbell. As always, this is Tanner.
This is Carly.
And
this is Sam. I'm back.
Hey, yay.
Don't sound so excited.
Yay. Unfortunately, she's not with us though. She's still in Clarion, but we'll be with her soon.
Next month.
Yeah, we're getting her to be with us next month for the podcast. And Sam, why were you gone if this is the first episode people have listened to?
I had a baby.
Tell us more.
It came out of my vagina.
Oh. I didn't know where babies came from, so thank you.
It was actually not as traumatizing as I thought it was going to be. I will say that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I thought I was going to pass out. I almost did, but I didn't. So
I'm going to ask all sorts of dumb boy questions, so
perfect.
Be ready for that. Like, did you No, I can't even say it.
I think I know what you're going to ask.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to ask it. But
Well, you better just ask it, because I need to know.
Tell us about your baby. Who is it?
His name is Cannon. He is 7 weeks old now, and he is a smiley, happy little baby.
Aw, that's very cute. If you guys have been following the podcast on Instagram, we've posted a lot of pictures of him already. Soon to be a Broken Barbell onesie picture, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah.
Did you get a picture of him wrapped in a t-shirt?
No, not yet, but I have about 30 different shirts that I bought myself, so yeah. I can probably put them in 6 of them.
You should make like a whole quilt of them.
Just lay them on top of it.
Yeah. Carly, what questions do you have? You probably have better questions than me, and then I can chime in with my dumb shit.
So, like, I feel like when you said you have a ton of pregnancy, like, dumb guy questions, they were, like, more, like, about, like, the birth.
Yeah, probably.
So most of my questions are like actual how are you handling it questions.
So
question number one, what has been the hardest part for you, like adjusting to motherhood?
Probably lack of sleep, which they tell you to just give up on sleeping altogether, but it's getting better. But at the beginning, I would sleep like an hour, and then they're like, oh, sleep when the baby sleeps. But I was terrified to because I wanted to watch him. I didn't want to sleep when he was sleeping, like during the day. So sleep, and then I had a really hard time breastfeeding, and so I don't breastfeed anymore, which is everyone's choice. It was really hard for me, so those were the two probably hardest things.
And me and Sam just talked about this, but the Ali Wong special, Hard Knock Wife, she talks about breastfeeding. And as soon as she got to that part, I was like, Sam, you have to watch this. And you're like, I already did.
Oh, I did. Oh, I have lots of free time.
She's amazing. She's hilarious.
So like, let's talk a little bit about the breastfeeding thing. Cause I literally have no idea what it feels like for a child to
wait.
Latch.
Do you want me to tell you how Ali Wong described it?
Yes.
She's like, it's like the bear from the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's like that bear fucking
Revenant.
It's like that bear fucking up Leonardo DiCaprio in Revenant.
on your tit.
Yeah.
So like you said you developed some sort of mastitis.
Yeah, yes. I think it was mastitis or like a clogged duct, and I think that was kind of like my final straw, because I got like flu-like symptoms, and it was I was in like so much pain that I couldn't move.
Ew.
But breastfeeding is so demanding, and like I give props to whoever can do it, but like no one can help you, and this was my first baby, and like I was holding him all the time, like 24/7, because he just wanted to eat 24/7. And so like, I don't know, like mentally it like fucked with me. So
yeah, it's a lot different than like when things rely on you, like as far as like a pet would go.
Yeah.
That is nothing like that, you know?
And everyone's like, oh, it's such a blessing to like breastfeed. And maybe it is for some mothers, but for me, it was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, my mom definitely, she didn't breastfeed my brother or I.
I don't think mine did problems. Either.
Yeah, it was just like, no, it's not working.
I don't know if she even attempted. I don't know.
It's an interesting thing that if it's a, it, like, did you kind of feel like it was a stigma, Sam?
I mean, I felt like when I gave, or when I gave up, people were going to judge me for giving up doing it, but like.
That's interesting just because as like, as far as time is, how many people don't do it?
Yeah. You know? And like, there's like people that are like breast is best or whatever, but personally, I think fed is best. Like he's getting what he needs. I'm taking care of him. I'm a happier person because I'm not breastfeeding. And like when I was feeding him, I was just like upset all the time because it was just so, so hard on me. So like now he gets all of me instead of just like me being upset by doing it. So
yeah, that's, I mean, that's the best way to look at it, you know?
Yeah.
Fed is best.
So, talk a little bit about like, have you experienced any postpartum depression or does that not, when does that kick in if you do experience, I don't know anything about any of that. So,
I don't think I did. I think, maybe like the breastfeeding thing and then like all my hormones shifting back in was like the like closest I got to like a depression state. Like I was crying a lot, but I think it was just because the breastfeeding was so hard. But as soon as I stopped breastfeeding, like a weight got lifted off my chest. So literally. So I haven't had any symptoms of depression or anything like that ever since. Like I haven't been upset or cried since. So
that's good.
Yeah. And then obviously other people, it's way worse. And it's just such a hard adjustment from being like your own person, especially your first child, like being your own person, only worrying about yourself to worrying about a million other things.
So I think too with that, like maybe next, because next week's when you go back to work, right?
Yeah.
So like maybe then you might see a shift.
Yeah.
Just because you'll be away from them, and then like maybe that'll bring on some sort of onset of a more depressed state. So like who knows on timing with that.
I don't know why I thought it was like within the first couple weeks, but maybe it's the first couple months. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not, it wouldn't even be considered postpartum depression at that point.
Well, they ask you, like, I know that my doctor asked me,
I don't know,
before when I was pregnant, if I was having any symptoms of depression. And then I just had my 6-week checkup last week and they asked me again if I was having like any symptoms or anything. So, I mean, it probably kicks off right away, but it can be any time.
Yeah. So that's another one of my questions. Like, how do you feel about returning to work?
I'm not meant to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm so bored. Like, I love being home with Cannon, but, like, I like to be out in public, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have coworkers. So I'll be excited to go back. I mean, it's going to suck that he'll be not in the care of me or my family because he'll be going to daycare. So that's a little bit stressful. But other than that, I think I'll handle it all right.
Well, yeah. And it's literally, I think it's what works for your family, you know?
Yeah.
And that works. So that works, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like mindset, like I have to go back to work. I need to make money. Yeah. So like, I just have been telling myself for weeks now, like, oh, I'm going back to work. There's no getting around me going back to work. So I might as well just suck it up and do what's best.
Yeah.
So quick, funny story about daycare that my brother just told me a couple weeks ago, because they were looking at different daycares for Bo. And he was like, didn't you go to daycare for like a day once? And I'm like, yeah, I went to Keystone Smiles in Knox, which I think is like next to Max or is in Max or it was in Max or something. I went to daycare one day because this kid threw up. I remember it vividly. I'm like very weird about puke. So like obviously I wasn't a newborn baby. I was like I was like 4 or before preschool. So I was like 3 maybe, I don't know. But I remember I went one day and riding from Emlinton to Knox felt like a lifetime as a kid. So it's like a 20-minute drive, right? So I'm just like freaking out the whole way. Like crying to my mom, I didn't want to go.
I was going to say, you were excited or not?
Not excited. No, because I grew up across the churchyard from my grandparents. So it was like, we were always there. Like they were taking care of us. So like I go to this daycare one day. This kid throws up. It's like, it looked like marshmallows covered in like red pasta sauce. And they didn't clean it up. They sprinkled like the powder over it and then stuck a chair over it. And they made me like console the kid. I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. So I had my baby blanket with me. And like, I was freaking out at that point because I can't deal with puke. At 3 years old, at 27, I cannot deal with puke. Yeah. I can't do it. I refuse. I'm not a nurse for a reason. So my mom has to come pick me up because I'm like having a tantrum. I could not stay there. And I forgot my baby blanket.
Oh, no.
Never to be found again.
No.
So one day of daycare, and then my grandma watched me the rest. It was just like, she can't function in daycare. So one day there, had to sit next to the kid with the puke, and they stole my baby blanket. So yes, never again.
There you go.
But hopefully your child has a better experience wherever he's going to daycare.
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Not that he will know until he's a little older.
He'll be introduced to bodily fluids much sooner than Carly was. So when did you start to know that you were like going into labor and all that? How did all that work out?
Yeah, we want to hear like the whole story.
So
the beginning of the end, we
went on a walk and
it's a good
it was like
title.
A mile walk and
how long of a walk?
Like a mile.
Oh, okay.
It was probably like a mile. And then we got back and I wasn't feeling well. And so like I just kept like getting in the bathtub, which is like a thing I do. I love water. So I just like got a shower and like a bath. And Scott's like, what are you doing? And this is like my fourth bath of the night. And I was like, I don't know. I just don't feel good. So I went upstairs and I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. And so I got like a bucket and I'm just like chilling up on my bed. And then I did throw up and then I thought I peed my pants, but my water broke. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'll just like hang out, see if I like feel anything. And like I was just chilling still.
What was Scott like? He's like, okay.
Yeah, he was just laying on the couch. He's like, well, I'm going to get some sleep if you're not like, if nothing's happening. And so I called my doctor and I was like, I'm like not feeling well. I threw up and I think I peed my pants, but my water might have broke. I don't really know. And she's like, well, you have to come in because once you think your water breaks, you have to go to the hospital, like for infection reasons. So then I told Scott and he jumped up off the couch.
Was it like one fluid movement?
I was like, well, we're going to the hospital. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, good thing your bags are packed already because you are not. And so we went over to Seneca, which is like a 20-minute drive from our house. And I made him stop at Sheets first because I wanted snacks because once you get admitted, you're not allowed to eat again. So I was like, I want some snacks. And I ate like
that.
Four Clif bars before I went in.
There you go.
And yeah, we went in and then I got all strapped up with like the belly monitors and the baby monitors and stuff. And then I guess my contractions started on the way to Seneca, but I didn't really know what they were or what they felt like because, you know, never done it before.
Yeah.
And so.
Just like, what did it just feel like, a stomach cramp?
Kinda? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then once we got into the hospital, it got way worse. And then I was like, give me the drugs.
And did they?
Oh, yes.
That's good.
There was another lady that was having a baby right beside me, and the anesthesiologist was already there. So they were like, do you want him to come over? And I was like, yep. Bring
yes,
him on
please.
Over.
So like, it like blows my mind that some women choose to not get an epidural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why?
My mom got to the hospital late both times, so she couldn't get an epidural both times.
That's what I was terrified
Stop
of.
It.
My mom gave two accidental natural births.
Like, yeah. I mean, I guess for bragging rights, but it's 2018, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on. We're not in the movie Apocalypto. You're not having a natural birth in the bottom of a cave.
So, also, I don't know if this was just me, but, like, I had the epidural and everything, but, like, the way that the baby was sitting in, like, my pelvis, it was on a nerve.
Ooh.
And, like, it was so painful. I was like, Scott, I think I'm dying. And I kept hyperventilating and almost passing out. And they were like, you have to breathe. And I was like, I can't breathe. Just put me out. And then
kill me.
But I assumed once you got this epidural that it was, like, smooth sailing. Nothing. There was no pain, nothing. So
I think they just tell you that. So that way.
Because, like, other moms have been like, oh, I didn't feel anything. Well, bitch, I felt lots. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So I need to know.
Do it. Say it.
While you were pushing.
Yes.
Did you or did you not shit?
I don't know. They didn't tell me.
Scott didn't tell you?
Scott didn't see. I asked
Scott was probably too afraid to look.
I really need to know that fact. Can you call your doctor?
I would assume so.
What'd you say?
Well, I didn't even know my doctor. It wasn't like my like regular doctor.
Oh.
I mean, it's the most exciting part is not the baby coming out. It's whether or not
you shit
on the delivery table.
That's like,
and I don't even know.
That makes me think of the Amy Schumer skit. The Mother's Day, Best Day of Your Life skit.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It is hilarious.
It is hilarious, yeah.
I will put it in the show notes.
I really think if I'm ever on that table, I'm going to tell them ahead of time. I need to know.
Like, I need
slip
to
me know. A post-it.
What? Wait, what's, yes. What does this? I mean, you like have that framed in your house.
What's that?
I think you'd be. I think you'd be upset if you didn't get it. Like, be like, no, like. Oh.
Next time. The next one.
I feel like you'd feel accomplished to have done it.
Anyway. So my next question was, how has Scott been handling it?
Very good. He has been very hands-on and
he didn't rip from V to A, so I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's just smooth sailing. He didn't have his boobs swell up and cause flu-like symptoms.
You should tell him to bend over and then punch him right in the butt and be like, no, multiply that by 100.
Yeah, then you'll know what it feels like. Yeah, he's been really hands-on, and I would say, I definitely want to say, like, single mothers, props to you, because it is very overwhelming, and to do it all by yourself is terrifying to me. So.
Well, didn't you say he watched Cannon one day? He's like watching him letting you like go do your thing.
He took him to dinner or something.
Yeah,
so I could nap, which was what an angel.
So I have another thing here. All it says is support system family
the behind the scenes
so
moment.
Whenever I said I had questions thought up, I meant thought up in my head. So I was like, I'm going to jot these down real quick.
Jot down these gems.
So I wrote them on this nice little post-it.
I like it.
We
have those at work. We have the same kind.
Not sponsored by Post-it, but we've been talking a lot about Post-it. So, yeah. So talk about your support system. Cause like, I know your mom's been up there, like grandma.
Oh yeah. My family is very, very hands-on and like, I'm lucky enough to have almost all my grandparents. I lost my first grandparent this year. So, like,
rest in peace.
Guess it was last year. But,
you have very young grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, your grandma, Carolyn's what, like 60?
I think so. The other day I was asking everybody, I thought my mom was 42, my dad was 46. Apparently, my dad's 50 and my mom's 46.
Oh.
So I've missed a couple years.
You're behind. Still very young.
Yeah. But yeah, my grandparents are like, I think the oldest is 75 maybe.
But still pretty young. So they've been.
All my grandparents are in 80s and 90s. So
yeah. I always thought it was like so amazing that Sam's grandpa was a ref because he's like out there running around like as a grandpa.
He's still up running around. He still plays softball.
Which really? Is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, he hits homers all the time.
I want to be playing volleyball till I'm how old
Shout
is he?
Shout out to Ron Curlin.
70 something.
I want to play volleyball that long.
Six.
I gotta do some more stretches though. Literally, I busted out my foam roller so I can stretch after we're done recording. My legs
really?
Hurt.
Yeah, my legs are a little tight.
I don't know why my calves are so tight. Probably from like a week of drinking on my vacation. That's probably
dancing. Probably. Did you do any dancing?
No, I did. I did have to sit on a plane for a while though, so maybe.
Oh, oh my god! Maybe. I would tell people that you were twerking. I would not tell people your legs were sore from sitting on a plane.
I should have worn compression socks.
Now I'm picturing you like awkwardly twerking at a cabana bar.
Like Tina Belcher?
Yes.
It was me running away from older gay men trying to like flirt with me at the resort.
Stop. So that kind of segues into my next question.
Running away from older gay men at a gay resort.
So I have here written down workouts-diet. Dash current. So I think that means what are your current workouts and diet?
Well, I've been doing Insanity because I just needed, like, I think you were supposed to wait to get cleared by the doctor, but I started after 4 weeks. I was like, I need to move my body. So then I started doing Insanity, but I just started with a like online coach who's going to do my nutrition and stuff for me and give me workouts for the next 3 months. And I'm like excited to have a strict plan and like something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you look great. We've
Thanks.
Been following your
high-waisted leggings are really helping a mom out.
Dude, when you talk about those, I'm like thinking, is there any other kind of leggings? Because that's all I wear.
I need to get some high-waisted leggings.
I wear them literally up to my boobs.
Everything is high-waisted in Carly Kaufman's world.
I just thought of Family Guy when Peter is like, my legs go all the way up. Like, it's like he takes a dress off and it's just like legs all the way up to his neck.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
so have you gotten your new plan, like your diet plan? Are you doing the macro thing?
Yeah, counting macros again. That works best for me.
I don't know. I just, what works best for, yeah, I'm bad. I just need, like, don't eat shit. That's what works best for me. So, hi, Brian.
Hey.
My roommate just walked
Tanner's
in.
Tanner's roommate just came in.
Wait, you got a roommate?
Yeah.
This is a new development, Sam.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I think
the last time I heard.
I think he was here the last time you were here, Carly, but.
He was.
I think you were sleeping, Brian.
Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I'm Carly.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
We have Sam on Skype, too. If you want
I'm
her.
Sam.
Sam, we can only see your window.
Yeah, you're dark.
There you go.
There.
There. It's so pretty. Yeah. So are we good, Carly?
So,
do you want to talk about
you?
That
was the only question I had for you, Sam. So thank you for giving us an inside look at being a mother.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, and we will continue to have the behind the scenes look of you being a mother too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'll add a little note. Like, I think that the best thing for me was to start working out again and stuff like that. I feel like a lot of moms, I don't know, maybe postpartum depression, like they don't give themselves time by like give themselves their own time, or they don't like practice self-care and stuff. And like, I'm making that a very important part of my life, because if I'm not my best self, how am I going to give my baby my best self?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and my husband, my family all together. So that's why I'm working out so quickly and trying to get back into like a normal life routine.
Yeah. And that's, it's going to be interesting too, because it's definitely going to be different than it was before, you know?
Yeah.
But it'll still
be
pretty cool.
Yeah, I won't be spending 2 hours at the gym or anything like that. It'll be a very quick gym sesh.
You should get like a barbell that has like a baby carriage underneath. And then you can do squats, but with the baby on your back.
Oh.
Because that's totally a good thing to do.
Yes, that's, very
that safe.
Looks safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to hear about it as we go forward.
I'm excited to experiment with it for sure. Because I'm definitely starting from ground zero. Like, I didn't retain any muscle. I didn't, like, there. I didn't obviously work out for the whole 9 months. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, that's awesome. That'll be fun.
Weren't you talking about maybe potentially doing a show? A bikini show?
I have
show?
The itch again. So my plan is to do this with this coach for 3 months. And like I talked to her about, we're going to see how this 3 months goes. And then I might up it again for the next 3 months. And then maybe in the beginning of 2019 or the very end of 2018, I might try for a show.
Nice.
But yeah, that's just seeing how
do it
life goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have the itch. I told Scott if I still had a want to do it after we had the baby and all that stuff, then maybe I'd give it a try. So here we go.
Yeah. Should we talk about ourselves now, Carly? Or is that, did you get all your questions?
Carly. Yeah, yes. My last question was postpartum depression, but I talked about that. Okay. I talked about that earlier. Cool. So
yeah.
So we're good.
So what have you been up to in the last month, Carly?
In the last month, let's see. I'm like losing all track of time. So this is May.
I know. Can you guys believe that it's the end of May?
No, I can't.
Where the hell did May go?
So let's see. Went to Austin last month for Chris's birthday. That was cool. Really cool city. Yeah, I went to Onnit. Got to see Dion Ciccone and his wife, Megan. Shout out. Actually, we're interviewing Dion in next month's podcast, so you want to tune into that one because he's awesome in every aspect of the word. Yeah, training for another powerlifting meet. So I think on the last pod, I said that I was doing the meet in Allentown.
July, right?
Yeah, so July 21st. I originally signed up for the Allentown meet at Competitive Edge Power and Fitness, but all the guys from Selly's are doing this Live Large Midsummer Classic meet in Akron, Ohio. So I switched to that one. It's only an hour and a half drive as opposed to four and a half. Yeah, roughly. But I think it'll be cool to do that meet with like all the guys. So I think it's five guys from Selly's and then me and another girl from Selly's. But it'll be fun. I mean, I'm excited. I'm not as being as strict on this meet prep, which is what I was talking about last night on our story.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think the last round... first of all, I didn't know what to expect for my first meet. So I wanted everything documented. I wanted to do everything by the book. I was going to train with Ryan and Dana every session, which I'm still doing. I'm not doing the daily cardio like I was, which I probably should be. But like every time I've been going to restart like my daily cardio, like the whole dog seizure thing happened. And then I was like, okay, I can't do that now. And then Tuesday night I was supposed to have mentoring. So like I didn't have my gym stuff with me. So it's just like everything is like
it's like
interfering with my daily cardio. So
you got to get like back into the flow.
Yeah. So yeah. I've still been doing cardio on my lift days. Like all my numbers are coming up. My lift, my different lifts, all the weights are coming up. And I think it's because I'm not really that worried about my diet and cardio. Like I'm just like sticking to the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm still sticking to the diet and whatnot. But if I eat out, I'm not like beating myself up. Like it's not the end of the world.
It wasn't like it was before.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for this one coming up. A lot of the people from the gym are doing nationals in June, so good luck with all of that.
Are you planning to do like the same openers as you did last time? Or are you going up higher?
No, they'll definitely be higher. Okay. So like just for reference, like on my squats at the meet, my PR max at the meet was 270, and last week I did 275 for a double.
There you go.
So like my opener was 242 on squats. I'm guessing, this is just a guess, that my opener in July will probably be 270. Yeah. Maybe more. I don't know. That's another thing I want to talk about real quick, not to get all on powerlifting, but, and I've touched on it a couple times in other podcasts, like not being too concerned with like the numbers.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I joined Selly's, I wanted to hit that 300 deadlift. I wanted to eventually squat 300. And it's, like, you got to put in the work to get to that point, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not just going to, like, happen overnight by some miracle, which is what I always thought was going to happen in CrossFit whenever I wasn't targeting anything to make those numbers increase. So, like, now it's, like, just put in the work and it'll come. Like, do the lunges even if you don't want to do the lunges. Like, work on your mid to lower back if you want to build your... mid to upper back if you want to build your deadlift. Like, you have to work on those things. It's not going to come by some miracle.
Yeah.
Which has been part of the whole overall process of, like, how powerlifting is, like, changing my way of thinking. It's like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So every little thing, like, this is the most consistency I've had in my life, like, going to the gym. I literally go every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's no, I haven't missed a workout in a, like, a year and a half or 15 months, which is insane, knowing I was before.
It's like a huge amount of time, you know, just like when you really think about it, you know.
But I, like, genuinely look forward to going.
Oh, that's good.
I
want to get back into that. That's what I've really fallen away from.
Well, I think it helps a lot, like, who I go to work out with, like Ryan and Dana Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. He just sent me that picture of him in that shirt. Did you guys
see
that?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Such a rock star.
Yeah.
But, like, he told me last night that he went into the gym last night and saw a bunch of people wearing our Broken to Barbell shirts. Like, how cool is that there's, like, people that
Did I send you guys the pictures? Josh sent them all to me. I'll send them all to you guys.
What pictures?
Of everyone wearing the Broken to Barbell shirts last night. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, Tanner.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
It's been a busy day.
Can we post these on the Instagram? No, yes, okay, so we like, will. Did he tell you about the one instance last night where he was like, you made Joey Man Crush Monday on Broken to Barbell? I'm like, not yet. And he was like, okay, that was a little predatory. Like, as Joey was standing there. I'm like, what? Everyone can be Man Crush Monday.
Yeah, let me
see. That's what we want people to, like, rep our stuff so we can, like, post about you. Like, we appreciate your support.
Yeah, I'll save them all and I'll send them to you two and then we'll put them up online.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Carly?
Yeah.
Or Tanner, I guess both of you.
Yes.
I think that we should do a full podcast. I don't know if people want to weigh in on this, if we should talk about, like, a full podcast on your fitness journey being, like, a marathon, not a sprint, because a lot of people think that you can just eat healthy for a week and you're going to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And it definitely does not work like that.
Yeah. Well, that segues into something I'm thinking about. Are you good?
Yeah.
Carly? So I found this guy online who runs a website called 52 Dozen Donuts.
Oh my God.
And he is, like, big into, like meal prep and fitness. And, like, he has pictures of what he went through on his Instagram. He was a lot heavier and, like, now has, like, abs, like, it's, like, ripped and stuff. And I was thinking about signing up for one of his plans just because they're kind of cheap, which is, like, good. But I was sold with the name 52 Dozen Donuts. So I'm very interested to see what that is. I might do that just because I've fallen out of the gym, like, so hard. Like,
yeah, but you'll get it back.
I know. But that's where I'm at now. I've fallen out of the gym hard.
Well, even with that, like, I used to have every excuse in the book for not wanting to work out. Like, oh, man, I kind of have a lingering headache. Like, I better just skip the gym tonight, you know?
Sounds like me, yeah.
Burpees are going to make it so much worse, you know? But now, if I, like, have a headache, I'm like, you know what? You're going to the gym.
Yeah.
A lot of it is the fact that I'm meeting with my trainers, though. So, like, if you can financially do the whole trainer thing, it makes a world of difference. Because if you skip a workout when you're working out on your own, you're cheating yourself. But if you skip a workout when you're working out with someone else, you're cheating both of you.
Yep. That's I'm really hoping. Oh God, sorry.
Or even a workout buddy. It doesn't even have to be a personal trainer, you know? Like, looking back to when I went to Clarion, I used to go to the gym at like 5:30 in the morning with another girl. And like, if I were to wake up and not want to go, I'd be like, damn it, like, I have to text her and tell her I don't want to go. Like, just go.
Yeah,
you know?
Just go, so then you'll be there. Like,
yeah.
That's what I need to get back into, because I always had excuses, but I always have excuses for myself, but, like, that's maybe what I need. I need a little bit more, what is the phrase I love to say all the time?
Skin in the game! So yeah,
then maybe I need some of that.
Well, now that the school year's over, if you want to walk... Yes, walk, not run or jog after work on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And you can walk me through the Spartan obstacle course.
Ooh, that would be that would literally be kind of fun.
Walk.
Would you want to do the exercises?
Maybe a jog.
A jog.
Which is like walk jog.
Would you want to do the exercises? Any interest in that?
I mean, like, box jumps? Burpee. A burpee. Yeah. Singular.
Like 30 burpees.
Okay, yeah, we can try it.
Okay.
Let's start on Tuesday.
Okay. Seriously.
Dead serious.
I don't think I have anything going on.
A mud run in July.
Ooh.
I think it's July 29th, but it's just like at Switchback in Butler. But yeah.
Let me know what that is, because I seriously might be interested, even if it's just for the hell of it, for fun.
I think it's called Mud Princess, so.
He could do that.
Yeah. Yes, queen.
But yeah,
I'll be a mud princess.
I'll be your workout buddy on Tuesday, Thursdays.
Okay. I'm down with that because I want to do outside things. So.
And even maybe when Sam's down here, we can show her. Well, yeah. That's like next week, right? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
We have a lot planned for that day.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's my plan now, is to get back into something, because I go on vacation again in June. So it's like, okay, I have a month to just do some things and just like feel good about myself. Well, that was another thing. So I hadn't weighed myself for a long time. I don't think I weighed myself when we had our last podcast, did I?
I don't think.
Yeah, because like I haven't weighed myself for a long time, just because it was like, this is like just, I don't know, it's just fucking with me too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, not whatever. And then so I quit weighing myself, but was still going to the gym and was doing like my meal plan really good. And then I like fell out of it, but I still didn't weigh myself. And like my whole thing was like, you know, go no matter where I land when vacation comes, like just go and enjoy yourself. Yeah. You know? So there was like one day that I felt kind of like really crappy. And then I finally talked myself out of it. Finally, I was like, okay, like don't feel crappy. Like,
yeah.
And so like that was like kind of really nice. Just like, I don't give a fuck, mm-hmm. You know? So I want to keep not giving a fuck. But I did end up weighing myself the day we left because it was my wellness check-in at work. So I got weighed in with that. But I'm wearing like all my clothes and my shoes. So I was like,
I always am like, yeah, take off a pound or two.
Yeah. That's so I was like, okay, it's uh-oh.
Ooh,
fire truck.
Wow. So we have a wellness plan at my work, and uh-huh. They're about to kick it off. And like last year I was so annoyed because the guidelines
Your current job last year?
Yeah. So the score on your health assessment was based on your BMI. And so I was like, okay. So like my score was, I like got like a C on the health assessment or something. I'm like thinking in my head, like I probably work out more than anyone in this place and I eat better than most of these people. But because of my weight and my BMI, they're going to give me a bad grade on this health assessment. I'm like, that's annoying. So this year, a lot of people must have complained about it, because this year, if you even do the biometric screening, you get points. It doesn't go by like a grading system.
Score, yeah.
So I'm like, that's cool. But like, just like if you think about it, all these things are just in life just make you upset.
Yeah.
Like your scale, your BMI, like all that stuff. Like you can just be sticking to the plan, sticking to your diet and exercising and still be like cut down.
Well, that's why I was excited about this 52 dozen donuts, because his whole thing is like, oh, still enjoy the food you love, which is to me, like every diet plan does that. But yeah, it's all about, you know, but I don't know. That's what I'm excited about. And now that I have more free time, now I don't have an excuse to not go to the gym anymore. You know, like just go to the gym and get it over with. So this is, it's May. It's going to be May.
We're a little behind the eight ball.
Yeah. But we all talked to our moms and asked them a series of questions, just because I think all of us feel like our moms were really supportive in our lives and big influences. So we recorded all our moms and we're going to play those next. And whose mom wants to go first?
We can go first, me and my mom.
Sam, you and your mom?
Yep.
You want to tee it up?
How?
This I don't know. How do you want to do it? But
because
your mom introduces herself, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay,
cool. I can't remember if mine did.
I don't know. We'll listen.
Well, we just basically asked our moms a few questions, all the same questions. But so here's me and my mom, Jessica.
Hey guys, it's Sam, and I'm here with my mom, Jessica Curlin, and you want to introduce yourself, I guess?
Hi, I'm Jessica Curlin.
We're not good at this. This is why Tanner's the host. Okay, so the first question is, what is one thing you would have done differently as a mom?
When you guys were growing up, you and your sister, Trisha, I probably would not have gone to college while I was raising you. I missed a lot of elementary school activities, elementary basketball, all that stuff. And it was just really hard working full time with you guys. I really didn't need to because I had my husband's support, but it was the fact that I missed all the activities.
And I was young enough that I didn't remember you not being there, so that's good.
That's nice. Thank goodness. I figured I traumatized you.
Okay, question number two. In what ways do you think I'm like you and not like you? So I guess what ways am I like you first?
You have my sarcastic sense of humor. Sometimes can border on sadistic. No, you have an even temperament like myself, unlike your father or your sisters that way. A little bit more temperamental. Pretty much laid back.
Okay, in what ways am I not like you?
You're very athletic. You exercise all the dang time. I wish I was more like that. I'm not that health conscious, but I'm starting to get that way with you.
Yeah, you were a cheerleader, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you were in the marching band. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those things, but
strenuous.
That's true. I take it back.
Especially when you're marching around in a wool uniform, sweating your ass off. It sucks.
Okay, question number three. Do you think it's easier or harder to be a mother now than it was when you were raising a family?
Much harder with social media, that and the bullying that back then I didn't see as much bullying with you guys. I mean, it might have been there. But now it's more intense and it's really scary.
Yeah. And you don't have mom Facebook groups, which are the bane of my existence. So ridiculous. Okay. Question number four. Do you have a kid say the darnest things memory from my childhood?
Not really. The only thing that was really stuck out is anytime you spoke when you were little, you sounded like a cat meowing. Like, if you wanted milk, you'd say, meowk. Or you'd say, please. You sounded like a little kitten. It was hysterical.
Oh, that's adorable.
It is. Your sister, on the other hand, would say, I want some milk. Like, brutal. Like, it was downright, I'm going to kick your ass if you didn't get it. But you were sweet when you were little.
That's right. I'm still sweet. Okay, and what last question is, what is the best thing about being a mother?
Seeing your kids grow up and go through all the life changes. Wait, what was the question again? I lost it. I forgot it.
What is the best
He'll
thing
fix
about,
that, right?
About being a mother.
Oh. having your kids grow up and be so independent and great, what do you say, of society? Kind of like pillars of society.
Yeah.
You know, you're not out vandalizing shit and, you know, beating people up and trashing stuff.
But that's true. And,
and you're scared of the dark, too.
That's
the other thing. Sam would not walk to the pop machine in St. Petersburg. Even at 18, you were afraid of the dark.
I still won't. I watch way too many true crime things. I listen to way too many true crime podcasts, and that's why I'm watching everybody all the time.
We were a block from the pop machine, and you wouldn't walk up.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of our questions. Clearly, we are one and the same. Back to you guys.
Yeah, so that was the interview with my mom. I just wanted to thank her for coming on, and I know she listens to the podcast every episode, so I really appreciate all of her support, and obviously in that interview you heard that we are both one and the same with our humor. And so I'm just really thankful that her and my dad have passed that down to me. So thanks, Jessica. Thanks, Mom. Love you.
That was nice. I like that. All right, Carly, you want to tee yours up now?
This is Carly. This is me and my mom, Kathy. She came on the podcast and answered a couple questions for us. So what's one thing you would have done differently as a mom?
I would have introduced my kids to unique foods at a very young age.
Because we're super picky.
Very much so.
That's a good one. In what ways do you think I'm like you and not like you?
Well, you're very determined. I guess that's kind of the way I am too. We have a heart of compassion. We have compassion for other people. The ways that we're not the same is you will start something and accomplish it at no ending, no stopping. Like, you just plow right through everything and just get it done. Whatever it takes, you do it to get it done. Me, on the other hand, I start something and then I don't finish it. And then so I procrastinate and then I just don't do it.
Well, I also procrastinate, but I guess having a deadline helps.
Yes.
Do you think it's easier or harder to be a mother now than when you were raising a family?
I think you just have to set your priorities straight no matter when you do it. I don't know that it's ever easy when you work full-time and still have babies and children. I was very fortunate with you that I worked a job that I was able to be home 2 days out of the week, which really helped. I think part-time is the way to go because you're not home 24/7, 7 days a week, and you still get out into the workforce. I think if I had to do it over again, I would probably do that all the time.
Instead of working full-time?
Yes.
And what do you think with, like, today's moms and social media?
I think sometimes it is a downfall because a lot of people try to compare their kids with other kids and, like, wow, you know, my kid isn't walking. My sister's daughter walked when she was 9 months old. My kid's now a year and they're not walking yet. All kids are individuals. They do things at their own pace, their own speed. Boys do things different than girls do, and each child is individual.
That was a really good answer.
Well, thank you.
Hold on a second. My headphones are falling off.
I think the comparison thing can be bad about social media.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm obviously not a mother, but the whole, like, showing every single
right
milestone. Like, obviously you didn't do that with us because we didn't have social media.
No, but I kind of tend to do that with Bo. Unfortunately, I do that probably too much.
Well, it's okay. All right, well, next question. Do you have a kid say the damnedest things memory from my childhood?
I remember one in particular when Grandpa made a sandwich and you said you wanted sandwich too. And then he made it for you, and you sat there, and you didn't even touch it. And he said, I made you that sandwich, and you didn't even touch it. And so you reached your hand up and laid your hand on the sandwich. But you didn't eat it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But you were the ice cream queen at Grandma's because, you know, you'd go in there. I'd take you over there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Grandpa would be up, and you'd say, he'd say, what's going on today? And he said, I want ice cream, Grandpa. So guess what you had for breakfast? Ice cream.
And I was like, what, a toddler?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I would probably still eat ice cream for breakfast. In fact, I'm currently having a chocolate chip cookie for breakfast at Tanner's.
Okay.
All right, last question. What's the best thing about being a mother?
Oh, just to watch your kids grow up. I mean, to watch them go from infancy through, like, toddler through, like, elementary school, high school, each and every stage in development, and then on into adulthood. And to watch your children go from babies to strong, independent, caring individuals is like, it just warms my heart.
Aw. And then I'm adding another one that's not on our list, but so like, how did you, because like I remember you being positive through like any sort of adversity that you faced when we were growing up. So like, what made you stay positive, or what helped you through the bad times?
Drew, I would have to say probably there was a lot of times though that I felt like I wasn't positive enough because there was a lot of adversity. But anyway, mom and dad have always been a very good influence on me. You know, they, like whenever I would be having a temper tantrum or something, mom would say, now straighten up, you know, your kids don't need to see you acting like that. But so they've always been a really good influence in my life. I guess just power of prayer too. You know, a lot of times you can pray your way through things that might not, you know, otherwise get through. So that's a big one too.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for our Mother's Day questions.
Well, thank you. Are you going to ask the other mothers these too?
What'd you say?
Are you going to ask the other mothers these too?
Yeah. Tanner and Sam are both going to ask their moms.
Awesome. Cool.
The same questions.
I can't wait to hear their answers.
So you'll be in the May podcast.
Aw, bless your heart.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you too. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye, Tanner.
Bye, Kat.
Bye-bye.
Thanks mom for coming on. You're one of our biggest supporters from the jump. Anytime we ask people to comment, people don't comment, you always comment. And you rep our clothes even on top of mountains. But no, for real, I mean, obviously you're my best friend and my biggest supporter, always has been. Even at softball games, I have to tell you to not cheer. I had to tell you to not whoop at my powerlifting meet, and I should just let you do it because at least I have someone cheering and whooping. But for real, you have shown everyone, especially John and I, like what the sacrifices you had to go through being a single mom raising two hellions after the divorce and whatnot. So you're a rock star. I love you. Thank you for everything.
All right, and next up is my mom and her questions.
All right, this is Tanner, and I have on the phone my mom. Mom, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Trish Rose. I'm Tanner's mom, and I've been married to his dad for almost 30 years, and we have Tanner and another son, Casey.
We don't talk about him on the podcast, though.
Oh, I can understand that.
He's not a listener, so I think I can get away with it.
Okay.
So growing up, what's one thing you would have done differently as a mom, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of parents, when they're, you know, their children have grown up, they look back and think, oh, I worry too much about the little things. So that's one of them. But I also, like, you know, money's always a concern when you're raising a family.
And yeah.
I always feel bad that I didn't buy them, like, brand new nice winter boots every winter. I just tried to make them make do and silly, you know, things like that. I feel bad about that.
That's funny. That's something I never would have even realized.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember not having boots.
Okay.
So you escaped unscathed.
Oh, that's good.
In what ways do you think that I'm like you?
I think you're like me in that you're kind of a worrier.
Yeah.
And also that I feel like you worry about hurting other people's feelings and you don't want to make people mad. And that's part of what I'm like, I think.
Yeah, I'm definitely like that.
Yeah.
What ways do you think I'm not like you?
Anybody that knows me, Carly and Sam would know, I'm a clutterer, I'm messy, I'm not organized. And maybe because of that, Tanner has turned out to be pretty neat, and he tries to stay pretty organized.
Yeah, It stresses me out when things are disorganized, so it's actually something I do to de-stress.
Yes.
It's clean. I don't know, that's just a me thing. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, because at first I don't think I was like that when I left home.
Well, when you were a teenager, most teenagers, like, their rooms are messy and stuff, because they don't give a crap, you know? But in your own apartments, as the years have gone by, you've become neater and more organized.
You don't want to see my dining room table right now, though.
Well.
So, for mothers nowadays, even like Sam in particular, do you think it's going to be easier or harder for her to be a mother than it was when you were raising your family in the 90s?
Well, at first I thought, well, there's not much difference. That's only 25 years. But then I got thinking, probably the big thing is the internet and social media.
Yeah.
I think now it's harder to keep track of who your kids are talking to and what they're doing. It might be easier to stay in touch with them, but it's harder to know what they're up to, I think, and you have less control, I think.
Sam's mom said the same thing about bullying online.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, how bullying's probably more secretive because of it.
Yes.
When we were growing up, do you have like a kid say the darndest things memory from my childhood?
I've been thinking about it, and I really can't think of much. I don't know. I think partly going back to your other question, it's like you always seem very sensitive to people's feelings. So you didn't blurt out mean things. I can't even remember as a toddler you really saying anything that was super crazy or embarrassing.
Did I ever do anything embarrassing then? I feel like I was an awkward kid. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I really can't think of anything.
Oh, good. Good. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about being a mother?
Well, every mother probably thinks it's unique to them, but any good mom, the answer would be the same. It's just like a kind of love that you just can't describe. It is so unconditional and just, I don't know. And then when your child gets older and they still love you back, it's just the best feeling in the world.
Aw, that's nice. Well, thank you for letting me ask you those questions.
You're very welcome.
And thank you too, just for being a good inspiration and a shoulder to cry on and somebody I know I can call no matter what.
Oh, I appreciate that. And thank you for all the support you showed your dad and I through all the things we've been through the last few years. So we appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Mom, for letting me ask you all those questions. And thank you for always being a good support system. I know when things go wrong, I can always call you and you're the first person to pick up the phone unless it's dead and on the charger. And and I can always count on you and have you there for me to be my support system in no matter what I do. So thank you a lot for that. All right. Love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Trish, and I love you, Kath.
That was the love for your mom, but I love Kath, too.
And I love Jess, too.
Yeah, I love all of our moms.
I think all of our moms are, like, not interchangeable, but, like, we're all close with all of our moms.
Yeah.
Each of us is close like with each of our moms.
All three of us are close with all three of our mothers.
Yeah. I'm a mama's boy, for sure, too. All right, thanks, guys, for listening. Again, Sam, it was awesome to have you back.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you next month when we record. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for buying more t-shirts.
Yes.
We want to work on a way that we can always have those things for you, but it's just a lot of work on the back end, so bear with us, but we'll get there.
Yeah, it's coming. We'll maybe potentially in the near future, I'm not making any promises, but if we don't do the permanent store, we could maybe potentially have an inventory someday. So
yeah.
We really appreciate it. Keep posting and tagging us in your photos. Like, that's super awesome to see. Like, people we have never even met in person are tagging, supporting, and tagging us in their, Broken to Barbell posts.
And thank you to ML Screen Printing, which did our t-shirts, and their turnaround is insane. So go like them on Instagram and buy shirts from them, because, I mean, like, they've been excellent to us.
Yeah, we put in the order, and it was, what, like...
2 days later.
2 days later, they were on your front door, and it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was... they were really fast, so... They're a good go-to. All right.
Yeah, so thanks for listening to
us. Guys.
Thanks for everything.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.